Welcome back, everyone, to this week's podcast. I'm Corrine Lawrence, actress, producer, and medical doctor. You can follow me on my website, CorrineLawrenceActor.com. That's CorrineLawrenceActor.com. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Corrine Lawrence Actor. Okay, so welcome back, everyone. And this week, we're going to be sorting out the question, can an actor actually have a personal life, or do they have to choose between having an acting career or a personal life? The short answer is they actually can have both successfully. Yes, both. And they can live happily ever after, despite what you might have already heard. But a few things have to happen before your personal bliss becomes streamlined. Some of you may have just launched your acting careers, or maybe you are already a seasoned veteran actor, but in either case, you have discovered that acting is both an amazing, amazing art form, but it's also a business. Many actors and non-actors alike, even my friends, family members, business associates, even my accountant, they've all approached me and they're seemingly so surprised by the extent of what actually happens behind the scenes at home when actors are not in front of the camera. They forget that it's a business, or they didn't think of it that actors have a business. When we are off set, we find ourselves actually enmeshed in what you could actually say is a new kind of art form, that being the art of running our very own acting business. But don't panic, have no fear, no need to run away. Creating and running your acting business is not an insurmountable task. Many, many, many successful actors are actually intimately involved in running their business. They want to because it's their business. They're investing in their business. We are investing time in our own business. It's an essential part of us following the dream of acting. And we can never lose sight of our dream. We have to continually remind ourselves that our dream matters and that we are worth every second that we spend investing in our business. But although it might seem like a time-consuming undertaking, much of the actual business work behind the camera is actually what we call prep work, and it's what all actors have to do. And that prep work gets done really in the early stages of setting up our acting business. We as actors have to get our business ducks in a row long before we go out for even our first audition. Okay, so like any other business, the acting business requires, like we said, a significant amount of behind-the-scenes prep work. But that can translate to what might seem like investing an eternity of time. The great news is that it really isn't that much time, and it's largely front-loaded, which means that the prep work, once it's up and running, there's actually so much more time available afterwards that you can blend your acting career with a personal life. I like to think of an acting career and compare it to something like starting a pizza restaurant business. There is a lot of business setup in the pizza industry. That meaning that behind the scenes preparation has to actually have already happened long before that first pizza is served. Well, our business of acting is really not that much different. So you might be saying, well, like what exactly? So, well, if you're the restaurant, you're going to begin with first attending meetings with architects and builders because you don't have a restaurant yet. You need to design your restaurant. What is your restaurant going to look like? You get to decide. You have to select your light fixtures. What is your wall art going to look like? What kind of floor are you going to have? What do your sinks look like and kitchen look like? You're going to have to serve something in the way to drink, so you're likely going to be applying for a wine and beer alcohol permits, and you're going to have to sign up for the city and state licensures and get your restaurant permits so that you can open your doors. You're going to meet with building inspectors, you're going to order supplies, you're going to purchase kitchen and bar appliances, glassware, order liquor, and set up your liquor bottle arrangements. You have to organize all your drawers. You have to select your technology options, such as computers and iPads and phone systems. and then buy dining tables and chairs and utensils. Then you're going to be meeting with your chefs and creating your specialty dishes that you want to showcase, and then creating your menu options. Then you're going to be looking at, well, how's anybody even going to know you have a restaurant? So you have to look into advertising and what kind of marketing strategies are you going to select so that you can promote your new restaurant business. You're going to have to schedule food deliveries. And at some point, you'll have to sit down with your accountant to figure out what kind of an accounting system you're going to have to keep track of all your billing expenses and then how much your restaurant has made. Then you're going to have to hire employees and figure out how much you're going to pay them for their payroll. But apart from a restaurant business, if you're like most successful working actors, your days like mine are going to be filled behind the scenes, either maintaining our acting business or initiating yours if you're just getting started. And what might that look like? Well, you're going to first create and register your acting business corporate name. What name are you going to go by? Then you're going to be obviously routinely caring for your appearance, like we all do. Our hair color, what kind of hairstyle do we have? How often do we get our hair cut? And do we exercise regularly and practice healthy habits? Many actors work with web designers to create their own websites where they can showcase their headshots and their biography and post their resume, post their media items, such as their video reels and film clips, posting photo galleries, and so much more on their websites. Actors obviously have periodic headshots that have to be scheduled and shot. They're always selecting wardrobe, spending time looking and buying wardrobe and coordinating outfits that they can use for their auditions and personal appearances. They're preparing and updating their resumes on a usually monthly schedule. They're also creating, like I said, video reels and film clips and then posting them on their websites. Setting up and maintaining social media profiles, they also are involved in doing, but those can be so time consuming. I'm here to tell you it is very time consuming. And many actors hire professional creatives to handle their social media, marketing, and publicity. All actors have contracts, in most cases, with casting network sites where all of their media and headshots and profiles are posted, including IMDb, which is the Internet Media Database, which hosts our acting materials. Behind the scenes, actors are busy reading scenes and scripts and analyzing characters and doing script analysis and working on the character development for the characters that we're going to be playing in our scenes. It goes without saying we spend time behind the scenes memorizing lines. Some actors are even self-submitting for acting roles on the various casting sites, much like their talent representatives do. Some actors spend time working with industry professionals, and many actors are continuously working with their talent representatives regarding their bookings and updating their media materials. And many other actors are working to showcase their skills via performances and theater plays. All actors join entertainment unions and then maintain their union memberships. Like medical doctors do, updating their continuing medical education, we actors also have to do what's called maintaining our continuing acting education. So we spend time consulting with our acting coaches. We attend acting workshops. We attend acting industry events. We're continuously updating, if you're like me, updating computer technology skills with the ever-changing technology industry, in the form of changing file sizes and editing and cropping headshots and uploading materials and media. We're also shooting self-tapes for auditions and taping slate shots. Many of us are traveling to live auditions and preparing for callbacks and packing and traveling for out-of-town bookings. So much goes on behind the scenes for an actor in their acting business. We're also strategizing marketing for our self-promotion on the internet and industry contacts via our social media even. And we're, like other businesses, working with our accountants to help manage our finances. We're tracking our expenses and our accounts receivable and keeping track of our residual payments and so on and so forth. But needless to say, successful actors are using many, many hours in their days to work their individual acting business. But remember, the business of acting, like I said, is an investment in yourself. Much of this behind-the-scenes setup is just that. You're setting it up. But once the setup is complete, it's so much easier to maintain, and then your sailing is so much smoother. Your personal life can then be much better integrated and become so much more satisfying and less stressful. And if you tell yourself over and over again, you are worth it. The time that you're spending is worth it. The gigantic pizza companies that grew into empires, they grew into their empires because they invested time and energy into their pizza business dreams. They invested in themselves, into their dreams. Well, think of your business as investing in your dreams. Some of your days are going to seem more labor intensive than others, and juggling the moving parts are going to seem super overwhelming at times. But most of the days you're going to find are going to be running really smoothly with an all systems go kind of day. But if you remember and say to yourself, stay the course, stay the course, stay the course, never give up. And make sure you have fun during the journey, because that's part of it. And it can be really fun enjoying the journey. And I'm going to remind you that your talents and gifts are unique to you. So please, please share them with the world. Stay tuned for my next post. This is Corrine Lawrence signing off. See you next time, everyone.